The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back. It's the final hour of the show at 11:03. I'm Randy Corporan. So good to have you along. Full lines. We're going to take some calls before we get to our next guest. 66 degrees, or not quite, 63 in Aurora, 65 over there in Hell. And we're going to top out in the mid or upper 60s today, maybe see some 70s tomorrow and later on in the week. So we are at that time of year. But it is a glorious and gorgeous day, and I'm so grateful that you spend some time here on 710 KNUS. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Denver Police Officer Jose Manriquez. If you missed our interview on Fox and Friends yesterday, you can find it at video.foxnews.com, or if you follow me on any social media, it's on my Facebook page, and I sent it out this morning. My wife found it, sent it out on my Twitter feed as well. You just have to see this interview, and I think you'll want to see it after you hear from Officer Manriquez, 34 years old, father of four, took the jab August 22nd. Can't walk now. We'll hear his story. We had over, well, almost, maybe not three dozen, definitely more than two dozen calls yesterday after the Fox and Friends feature story interview that we did yesterday morning, live from my office, of people similarly situated who were healthy people, living their lives, doing their thing, thought the vaccine was safe, weren't that terrified of COVID, and took the jab to keep a job, to keep, you know, not being separated at work or attacked in their neighborhood or whatever. And I mean that figuratively, not necessarily physically. And now are having tremendous health consequences. And I expect we'll be talking to at least one of those before the show is over as well. But I did promise we'd get to some more calls first. And it looks like next in line is Chuck in Tulsa. So, Chuck, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Randy. I was watching Lara Logan last night, and she was telling about the there's an additional group of Haitians heading this way. She said they number anywhere from 50 to 85,000. And then she said about another 10 to 20,000 coming from Central America. And they'll be hitting at the same time. Now, I was after that, they had an interesting program about Australia, and I think it's the western part of Australia where they don't have like any immigrants settle there, and there's almost absolutely no cases of COVID. And I was thinking to myself, isn't that interesting? Where you don't have, you know, immigration, you have no cases because it's more or less controlled. I mean, so if you look at it,
yeah, the herd immunity develops, and you're not introducing new people into the system.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's 100,000 people going to do when you introduce that? Because if you're talking, what is it, one in five that is infected, let's say? Well, out of 100,000 people, that's 20,000, like, immediately. And who knows, like, at what stage, and who knows what other diseases on top of that 20,000. Now, here, they brought in 1,000 Afghan refugees. As far as the housing goes, they just don't have they were on the TV. They were pleading with people if they know of anything, any place they can go, because there's such a housing shortage. So what happens when you end up with they said they expect, let me see, in October, I think about 400,000 crossing. Well, that's like the city of Tulsa. Like, where do you put all those people? Because the vacancy rate overall in the country is so low.
Chuck, there's so many issues that should have people's attention. This is part of the plan. This is part of Cloward and Piven, overrun the system, overrun people's ability to cope and to comprehend and to process everything that's happening, which is why people who understand what's happening have to stay strong, stay resolute, get better organized, take better action. But I appreciate you bringing these very serious concerns back to the table here this morning on Wake Up with Randy Corporan. We're going to talk with Jose Manriquez in just a minute. But I wanted, before I get our, maybe one more call before we take our guest, and that'll be artists because we take them in order when we can. I was just thinking more about what John said about Hitler and comparing the times now to Hitler. I don't get that comparison. There's not a Hitlerian figure out there that I can see. I mean, that's what they call Trump because he's so powerful. He has these massive rallies and people just will jump backwards through fiery hoops to go see him and hear him speak. But he's not somebody who's promoting tyranny. He's promoting American values, less government, less regulation, less control, more prosperity, more individual security, national security, and borders. All very, very good things. I don't think the Hitler comparisons work. The other thing is, you know, Germans got disarmed. And Americans have been buying guns at historical rates, and it increases, it seems like, month to month, certainly year to year. And so that would be a real problem for anyone who tried to become that level of tyrant. We are a patient people. We are a strong people. We are now an awake people. And I think the radicals who are temporarily in control of most of the branches of government are well aware of it, which is why they're scrambling so hard and so fast to do things so quickly right now. I promised we'd squeeze in one more call before we talk to Jose. So, Artis in Aurora, you've been waiting. Thank you.
Hi, Randy. I just wondered, I know you've been doing lots of research on this whole mess. Have you heard of the Canadian immunologist and vaccine researcher Byram, B-Y-R-A-M, Bridle, B-R-I-D-L-E, Ph.D.?
You know, I'm bad with names, but we have so much coming in. We've assembled a database par excellence. Thank you, Patrick, and others at the firm. We may have him in there. Give us the quick synopsis, because I've got a guest standing by.
Well, he's got, he says the mRNA does everything our bodies don't do well with. So, and this was sent to me by another lawyer that I know from church. It's a long article, but it's that whole mRNA deal, which I was a nurse, but I didn't go into science, you know, the science of everything. And I think, again, this was a planned situation. Somebody, before the election made the comment that, Trump is going to have to deal with a pandemic. And it's like, okay, so you've got, what, ESP now or what? So it just, I hear little bits and pieces, and it seems like this was meant to mess things up, which they have done very well.
Well, I got to tell you, I think talks about pandemics and Texter just sent in what John meant about Hitler is that Hitler started out small. You can't do this. She can't do that. And it grew from there. That makes great conversation for late night talk radio. Because I am on the ground in the midst of the political battles as Republican National Committee man, chair of the Rappo Tea Party, because I'm in the battle lines of the legal battles on COVID, on shutdowns, on defamation cases that everybody's so afraid of and so excited about. I just feel like it's better use of time here on this show to talk about the things that I know, the things that I'm involved with, and not get too far out of bounds on the speculation, because we just don't know, at least not yet. Not that people shouldn't wonder, look, and talk.
Well, and that's what I thought. You know, I thought, well, I think a gentleman I know has a large mailing deal on Facebook. But I thought, you know, people can look it up and decide for themselves. It's a long article and lots of terms that as a nurse, I have no clue. But it's a little scary to know that that's what is getting injected. So I just thought I'd let people know. And if they want to read it, they can. If they want to believe it, they can. And but it's more information.
Yeah. Anybody who makes the decision, God bless you and good luck. I mean that out. Very sincerely, I just don't want people to get propagandized by the the radio ads, the TV commercials, the pressure, the coercion that's going on with schools and employers and government agencies. It's just too much. Artis, thanks for waiting. Thanks for weighing in this morning. God bless.
Okay. Take care, Randy. Bye-bye.
All right. Artis's line is open, the only one we've got. But we're going to spend some time talking to someone who I have just come to care about so very much. You heard him first here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran about 3 weeks ago. 34-year-old Denver police officer, Jose Manriquez, four children, had COVID last year, pretty serious case, healthy young guy, beat it, as one would expect, undoubtedly a body full of antibodies. But because of the mayor and Department of Health in Denver police chief mandate, and for kids, a wife, a future that he's planning for, and a strong, healthy guy, I thought, oh, God, I don't want this jab, but I got to keep my job, so I'm going to go ahead and take it. And he was feeling badly after the jab on his way home. Within a week, going home from work, he literally had to call for help. We had him on, I shouldn't say we, he and I were invited on Fox and Friends yesterday for their featured story, which you can see online or on my social media. And he joins us now with an update. Jose, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Randy. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. You always sound good, and I appreciate that. I mean, you just have such an optimism and such a smile in your voice and really on your face. But having been with you a couple of times over the last week, you are going through quite a bit. So let's start with for people who are new to the story, let's start with the decision-making process. Since you'd had COVID, since you're a strong guy, you came through it, undoubtedly full of antibodies, but you went ahead and took the jab on August 22nd. How come?
Well, like I said earlier, the city told us you could either get the shot or lose your job. And I chose to get the shot because I'm the sole provider for my wife and kids. My wife's stay-at-home mom, does homeschooling. And I don't want to take the chance of trying to find a new job, especially right now with the COVID economy. So might as well just stay at work and get the shot and sacrifice myself to get the shot rather than my wife. And it kind of backfired.
Did you? Yeah, to say the least. Did you have concerns about the shot, ramifications like what you're experiencing now? Or did you feel like, yeah, I'm young, I'm strong, I beat COVID, I can sure as heck beat the jab?
Well, in the Army, I got every vaccine out there, anthrax, typhoid, smallpox. I figured, well, my body's already used to all kinds of crazy in my body. I should be all right. I'm scared of the blood clot stories, people getting sick, having bad reactions, especially for being so as sick as I was last year.
Yeah,
I figured, well, I should be all right. I beat it last year. My body should do all right. But when I got the shot the first time, just the first shot, yeah, it was pretty quick reaction that my body didn't like it.
Yeah, it's been pretty traumatic. And, we didn't even talk about this when you were on the first time. It was very important to Fox and Friends yesterday in that interview. Let's talk just a minute about your service to country and your career on the Denver Police Department. Give everybody that history real quickly, if you will.
Well, yeah, I served 12 years of art with the Army National Guard as a combat medic. And then I went to the Denver Police Department, started that in 2014. And this year would be my 7th year, so I'm considered a police veteran. And that's all up in the air now, just because I don't know when I'll get better, or even if I fully recover. So I can't. My career as a police officer is up in the air right now.
Yeah. And you had expressed some concern before you came on the show 3 weeks ago to first tell this story about getting blowback at the police department. And I had said, man, if that happens, let us know, because we will make them pay. And not necessarily monetarily, just in getting the word out on how you're being treated. Have you been treated any differently or had any problems as a result of talking about what you're going to share with our audience here in just a moment?
Yeah, like you said, I was worried. I still am worried about talking about my reaction to the vaccine, because all my friends, my brothers, my sisters on the department are probably already got the shot, or they've been suspended as of yesterday for refusing to get the shot. I haven't felt like I've got any blowback yet. I've had my commander and my lieutenants call me, and they're really concerned, and they want to express on how sorry they are, and if I need anything, I can always reach out to them. But those are the only guys in my district. My commander, lieutenants, and my fellow officers in my district, they've all reached out.
Good.
As well as officers in other districts when they found out yesterday what happened to me. They've all been great, but as of right now, I'm still worried I might face repercussions from the city.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm just, all I'm doing is speaking out on my reaction to the vaccine. And I think people need to know that there are people like me and others, few others that are suffering right now and will suffer for a while. And they're still forcing people to get it.
Yeah, we had over 24 calls immediately after the interview on Fox and Friends yesterday morning from all around the country.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, one of those ladies is going to be on the show with us before the end, I'm expecting today. And a lot of folks who were offering different ways to reach out and help you. And the gal who was putting all that information, she had to leave yesterday afternoon on a task for us, and then I just sent her home, give her an early start to the weekend. But you'll be getting the benefit of all of that information next week when we get back to the office. So I just want you to know that.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy. It is kind of concerning right now because I'm getting to a point where I'm worried about my job. And if I do in a game, I know you'll be there to support me and everybody here. But it's just concerning as a, you know, like a sole provider that financially, I just want to make sure that my family's okay. That's my main concern.
Yeah, it's terrible. And, you know, when you were on 3 weeks ago, we didn't know. Nobody had come to you and said, look, don't worry about the second jab. Your job is not at risk. Your doctor at that time was unwilling to say that he would give you a medical exemption. Apparently now that medical exemption has occurred. So they're not forcing you to take the second jab in order to save your job. That just happened this week, though, like last minute. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I was able to get my final medical exemption. I submitted it, and I got, actually this morning, I was given my medical exemption, still with restrictions that I will be required to wear a mask and get a COVID test every 5 days, despite me having the first shot in my system. Jeez. I will still have to get tested for COVID
and wear a mask. And having had COVID, a serious case last year that you beat, that your body is capable of fending off. Okay. Well, so be it. I know you've got to keep your job right now. And one of the things, by the way, we spoke with Jonathan Christian in the first hour, one of your fellow Denver police officers, and I know a friend of yours. He has not received any notification yet of the start of his suspension. He did get one call from some leader who, you know, wishing him well in his next career or whatever. I don't know. But he's just in limbo. He's in limbo like you are. So, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that everybody who's new to this story or who didn't see you on Fox and Friends yesterday morning, they understand exactly what happened. You went in August 22nd, got the jab. Take it from there.
Got the shot on 22nd, went to sleep because I had to work that night. I woke up with a fever, body ache. Through the week, symptoms worsened. Was able to beat the fever after my third day, but my body ached and my legs started hurting. Come the 29th of August, my legs started to hurt more. Just my legs and my knees. Then it progressed into August 31st when I went into work. I kind of fell into the mailboxes. Thought that was weird. Got sent home. On my way home, I lost some sand in my feet. And I couldn't differentiate from the gas and the brake pedal. So I called one of my supervisors for help to stand by if I can't make it home to come get me. And he was more than willing to come and pick me up at that moment. But I was able to get home. And ever since then, I've been falling. I lose sensation in my legs, my feet. I get the pins and needles. And now I'm reduced to walking with a cane. Nothing wrong with that for anybody that needs it, but I'm restricted to a cane, and Randy himself has seen me struggle and walk around and need help of people when I'm walking a long distance.
Yeah, even with the cane, you've got to be up against the wall. Your leg goes out from under you. I noticed yesterday before the interview, wasn't happening right away, but then one hand started shaking like crazy. We made a joke about me not giving you a cup of coffee that was too full because, you know, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry, right? And so tell folks you're not getting better so far.
I'm still the same. Yeah, I don't think I'm getting any better. If anything, it feels like my legs give out a little bit more and more. But I try to walk because I don't want them. I don't want my muscles to deteriorate any more than they already have, because it's pretty noticeable that my legs are actually skinnier just from the lack of use.
Yeah, you were a runner. I mean, you were very athletic prior to getting the first jab on August 22nd, correct?
Yeah, I was active. I worked out. I was starting to run for the Stop Suicides of Soldier Awareness Month for this month to run the 100 miles. I was getting ready for that and then running just fine, and now I'm reduced to barely being able to walk.
I'm going to tell folks how they can help you in just a second, but so far, none of your doctors have been willing to put in writing, in spite of some of the things that they've told you. No one has put into writing that's what is happening to you since the jab is related to having taken the jab, correct?
Yes. Yeah. They said they want to do more tests.
Yeah.
And I got two MRIs coming next week, which my hope identify exactly what's going on. I mean, we know what's going on. We know.
Of course we do.
I wasn't like this before the shot, but they said they just want to get more testing done.
Yeah, sure. So here, one of the biggest things made me so mad when you came down to our court hearing on Tuesday and you told me that, you know, you're getting treated under workers' comp, workman's compensation. It's a government-run system. Thank God it's there for people who have no alternatives, but it's very, very slow, and it's going to be at least 6 months before you can have a neurological examination, according to what they've told you. Do I have that right?
Yes. I was contacted not too long ago about a possible sooner appointment with neurology, but that was I think, last week, but I haven't heard back yet. So who knows? That's still up in the air.
Your beautiful sister, Soyla, brought you in for the Fox and Friends interview at my office yesterday morning, and we got to talking about ways to try and speed up your ability to not only get your assessment and better treatment quicker, but to also, you know, number one, get somebody to declare what the cause is so that we can sort of lock that down. But number two, maybe find some ways to intervene so that your symptoms won't keep getting progressively worse. And I mentioned a fundraiser, and your sister Soyla put that up. And did you know, things just was put up yesterday, you've got over $2,300 raised in a fundraiser. And so I want to tell folks to check out GoFundMe. His name is Jose, J-O-S-E, Manriquez, M-A-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z. Just put in his name. You can find it. We're trying to raise money not only to replace the multiple sources of lost income. You don't have overtime. You don't have your side jobs, security jobs that you were doing to feed your family of four children and a wife. But especially we're trying to raise money to get you medical help outside of this horribly slow workers' compensation system. Is there anything else?
No, I mean, it would be great if everyone can kind of help me out just in case, you know, I do face repercussions and end up losing my job. It would be great to have something to fall back on. That way I'm not too worried and I'm not stressed. I don't get anxiety because I think about that every day. And I just wish I never got the shot, and I don't want to be going through this.
Yes, sir.
But I wish I could go back to.
Yeah, of course, man. And we're going to be talking to other people over the course of the next few weeks who have suffered similar consequences from not their own decision, but being forced into a decision with which they disagreed. Your interview on Fox and Friends, I know you got emotional when you were talking about your kids and tucking them in and falling down. And I made the comment, repeated something you told me, you know, they see, your little girls see that daddy's broken, and it just breaks your heart. And so was there anything that you wanted to say yesterday that you didn't get a chance to on national TV when the emotions hit you?
No, it's just that it's hitting me again. No, it just sucks that, you know, like I was trying to say before I lost it, you know, I always tuck my kids in. I always carry them to bed. I always wrestle with them. But when I was trying to, they were going to jump on me like they usually do, I almost fell over. And they said, it's okay, Daddy. We can walk to bed.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Well, I want to encourage everybody, $5, $50, $500, just anything you can do to give this man some security And if we can raise enough money, maybe get him some medical treatment now, not 6 months from now. And I don't mean they're just leaving you on your own, but we know that we could expedite trying to find ways to help you if some money can be raised. It's at GoFundMe, Jose Manriquez, easy to find. I'll put this out on social media and encourage others to help. And Jose, so many people who called in after your interview yesterday with love and prayers and suggestion and sympathy. Just know, my friend, that you are not alone. And thank you for sharing your story one more time with us here on 710 KNUS.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, Randy. And I really do appreciate everything you're doing for me and Christian and the rest of us.
Wow. Seems like the least that I can do. And thank you, my friend, for your service. We'll talk very soon.
I'll talk to you then, Randy. Appreciate it.
All right. For callers, stand by. We're late on the break. It's 11:28. Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS. We're back at 11:33 with full lines. Had them since about 9:10. You guys rock, no doubt about it. Before the end of the show, we are going to talk to one other person, one of the almost 30 people that called yesterday morning after the Fox and Friends interview with Jose Manriquez to talk about her response, her reaction since having gotten the jab. These stories are just tragic, and it's a story that is simply not being told. And so we're going to do that. But definitely want to hear from each and every one of you. Let's see. Looks like Mark in Lakewood's been waiting the longest. Mark, thank you and good morning.
Hi, Randy. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I've listening to the Democrats propagandizing over the proposed budget measures and COVID mandates. It reminds me of what Disraeli said of Gladstone one time. He said he's always intoxicated by the exuberance of his own verbosity. But I can tell you that I'm always intoxicated by the exuberance of your enthusiasm and your callers. So please keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mark. That means a lot.
I'm a federal employee nearing retirement in Denver, work for a federal agency downtown. Several of us have entered our contact info on your website for a consult. So I hope you'll be able to squeeze us in real soon.
Well, I appreciate that. We're so far behind, but we have added some new staff, a new attorney, civil rights, and wrongful termination specialist, coincidentally. But she's just terrific on a host of issues. We've added some paralegal support, so we're working really hard to try and go through the backlog of inquiries. It's up over 300, I think, that we're behind on right now. Yeah.
Well, we're facing some crunch time as well. We're petitioning for a religious exemption, but there's no real timeline for when the government will respond. But there is a hard deadline of November 22nd. To be fully vaccinated. An email only says that we must have the exemption approved by November 22nd. So we feel like we're in limbo right now.
Well, I definitely understand. And part of our response to people, our decision-making has been based on their deadlines. I've had one client who, they hired me back in July. It's turned into a group of over 300 health professionals that we're representing. But their deadline wasn't until November 1st. So, you know, I promised things in July that I still haven't delivered. They understand that that the timing on everything and these deadlines as they pop up become priorities. So, so far it's worked out. But, you know, Mark, just feel free to call my office and said we spoke on the radio. Maybe we can kind of circumvent the list and at least have a quick conversation next week to see if I can help you. Okay?
Quick question. Any idea, any feelers you might have on beyond the Denver metro area on legal activity in the works that might indicate to you that there could be some class action suits we could possibly join?
Well, you know, I haven't focused on class action. It's a slow, cumbersome process the way I understand it. I've never done one. But there is a ton of litigation going on. America's Frontline Doctors has a legal section now. We're one of the referrals on there, which is partly probably why we're so backlogged. But, you know, let's talk about that when we have a conversation next week, because I do have full lines and a guest coming up.
God bless you, Randy. Thanks for everything you do.
Thanks for waiting, Mark. I really do appreciate it. Mark's line open, 303-696-1971. Dave in Centennial, good morning.
Yeah, Randy, quick.
the Supreme Court went ahead and told the Biden administration that they have to abide by the Trump administration rules of having the immigrants, aliens wait in Mexico to be able to gain access to the country. But I don't see them. I don't see Biden administration doing that. But more importantly, I don't see the Republicans demanding that this occurs. Wait, where are the Republican parties making all kinds of noise? Because none of these people should be able to get in based on the Trump administration rules that were law at the time.
Well, I don't know what you mean by noise necessarily. Ronna McDaniel, chair of the RNC, I'm the RNC committee man. Her social media, incredibly active. Other RNC arms, incredibly active. Individual politicians who understand the precipice that we're on in our nation are being very active with their podiums and their voices. So I think many different areas are trying to push back. There's just so much coming at us. And, of course, for the last couple of weeks, I've had my head down deep in a different direction. But, you know, Dave, use your own voice, encourage others, call folks, tell them, you know, this is too important to let go. We've all got to do this. It's all up to each and every one of us to maximize our own platforms and make a difference.
Well, you saw under Trump, they went to the courts, all the activists went to the federal judges, district judges, whatever, and had an injunction filed to have them stop based on this. And my biggest complaint is there's so many swamp creatures on the Republican side that want this immigration to happen that the establishment in the Republican Party has no problem with all these illegals coming across the country.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here, brother, which is why I'm sort of an outcast in the local Republican Party, but very deeply aligned with a growing number of patriots on the RNC and other organizations around the country. Topic for another day, given the limited time, but I'm with you, brother, and I appreciate you waiting to weigh in this morning. God bless.
Take care. Thanks for your time.
You Bye-bye. Better believe it. Let's get one more real quick. Tracy in Longmont. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Randy?
Howdy.
Hey, man, I just called. I had a comment on the immigrants. You know, I don't think they ought to be forcing vaccines on them no more than they ought to be doing it to anybody else.
No, the bitch is that they're letting them in without even testing them, and then they're spreading them all around the country.
Ah, man, that don't bother me none, you know, because, you know, nobody else likes being tested or masked or vaccinated, so ain't no sense in doing it to them either, you know?
Okay, Tracy, if that's what you think, but I believe in protecting American citizens first inside America. And not allowing aliens to invade the border and perhaps bring their diseases and their crime with them.
No, that's not it. It's called COVID, man. So you guys are all going to vaccinate yourself and then turn around and accuse them of it. See, it's a trap.
That doesn't make any sense, Tracy. But
if you really think about it, lawyer man, it makes a lot of sense.
All right, Tracy. Thanks for the call. God bless you, sir. Guess there's always one every 3 hours. 303-696-1970. And we'll try to get to everybody. I want to talk to a guest in just a couple minutes. For everybody who's texting me today about events, the chili cook-off, the car shows and all that stuff, thank you for that. I'm going to the office. This has been my life for the last month or so, 7 days a week and late nights, early mornings. Well worth it. So much to do. Have to keep up with the ordinary course of business on top of everything else that's been piled in. But if you've been listening to the show and heard my schedule, there's just no way I could be doing all this without the help from Dr. Julie McCallan and Cenogenics. I feel so much different than I did before. More energy, easier going up and down the stairs. I'm inclined to work out. I'm eating right. I'm thinking about those things. Peter, when we were on a motorcycle ride, the MC1 ride, said that I was losing weight, and I don't know. Maybe it's just changing around a little bit. I haven't checked, but it's all Cenogenics, and you can make that a part of your life as well. Nothing, especially as we get older, is more important than our health. Get your metabolism right. Get your hormones right. Find out what you're doing right in your life already so that you can maximize those behaviors. You don't have to suffer with low energy, unintentional weight gain, lousy sleep, crappy sex, lack of focus, any of it. It doesn't have to be the rest of your life. One more day. Get rid of it. Call Cenogenics, 720-387-3681. 720-387-3681. Tell them that Randy sent you. It's denver.cenogenics.com. Denver.cenogenics.com. We're back to wrap up the show at 11:45, 15 minutes to go until the top of the hour, and the Bird Talk guys come along. Really the smartest, best show on 710 KNUS. There's just no doubt about it. Scott and Dave rock it. I wish they were still coming into the studio. I always enjoyed those crossovers. Before we get to our next guest, I forgot to mention this earlier in the show. Somebody sent me a clip of Jim Benneman on CBS4 talking about lawsuits, and he made the comment that the Bandimere lawsuit had been lost. He was talking about the religious suit up there where an injunction was entered. And then he mentioned Bandimere as another one of the, you know, many COVID lawsuits that has been lost. Lie. I tweeted out. I said, hey, CBS Denver, I and the at Bandimere family will be expecting a full retraction Tuesday of the claim by Jim B. that Bandimere Speedway lost their lawsuit. It may be sloppy reporting or just an honest mistake, but it is definitely fake news. And I'm not going to get into it right now. We'll talk maybe about that next week because we've got one more guest I want to wrap up the show with. If you were with us earlier, Denver Police Officer Jose Manriquez was on. He did an interview with Fox and Friends yesterday from my office. It was their feature story, 34 years old, took the jab, can't walk, 4 kids, real mess. And we literally heard from people all around the country after that that interview. And one of those fine people was Erica DeLoya, who joins us from Connecticut. Erica, thank you very much for coming on in Denver to share your story with us.
Hi.
We don't have a ton of time, but I just want people to understand that Jose's story is not one of a kind. Literally thousands upon thousands of people are suffering as a result, not of COVID, not of government reaction to COVID, but because of vaccinations. And you're one of them. Go ahead and let folks know what you have experienced since getting the jab.
It's hard to even walk. I've fallen. I can't even tell you how many times I've been in the emergency room. Hundreds of hours. Now I have so many documentations I can show you that I can send you. I can't balance. I can't do anything. My husband has to do everything. I have my daughter doing everything. It's just life is miserable. I can't breathe. But the worst part is I can't drive. I can't balance. I can't, you know, there's so many things that I can't do since the vaccination. And even since I had COVID and then I had the vaccination. I was told to do that. And when I contacted you, then I had my primary care physician appointment. They told me not to even get any flu vaccinations after that yesterday. And they put in a stat thing to have things checked out more thoroughly for me. Because they said it's definitely a cause of the vaccination, and I have proof. I can send you the documentation on that.
Yeah, the doctors for Officer Manriquez, even though they've told him, it's obvious he had no problems, an athlete, a runner, no neurological problems or anything until after the jab, started immediately after he got it. Did you ever have any prior neurological issues or other diseases or symptoms or anything that are similar or could have led to what you're experiencing now?
No, not whatsoever. I've been with my primary care for over 20 years, and it's written down.
He actually wrote down this is vaccine related?
That it has to do with the vaccine or COVID related. So, and he actually put down, I forget the exact.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
No, no.
It has to do with all of it, yes.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much to do with the vaccine is what he said it is. And it's in paper.
Have you gotten connected with any of the groups out there who are doing videos and telling the stories of other people who've been seriously impacted, harmed, physically, neurologically damaged by taking this vaccine?
On Facebook. That's the only social media I do besides Fox News, because I don't trust anything else. I don't trust, you know, most of it's fake news.
What kind of support do you have? Is there a support group out for people who might be listening to us and feel like they're totally alone right now? Something that Jose might get involved with.
There's several sites which he can contact me on, and I can give you the information. And I actually, if he has any other information that you can get us in contact with that could help us both out with, it would be great. Because everybody right now feels like we're all alone.
Yeah. Well, we had...
really do.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. What did you say at the end?
No, I was just saying we all feel like we're alone. Like, yeah. My husband's even miserable. I keep him up all the time.
Yeah.
And we have kids, too.
Impacts so many. And you were a healthy woman. What did you tell me? In your 40s, I think?
Yeah, I'm 42.
What kind of, were you an active person, in good shape, all those kinds of things?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely active. Did activities, you know, we have the gym memberships, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, went running, played basketball with my son. My daughter and son are 10 years apart, but I used to do all the same stuff with her when she was younger, the softball.
Well, we've had over 24, I think close to 30 people contact us at the law firm yesterday after the Fox and Friends interview. There's a bunch of emails I've received that I haven't even seen yet. One I looked at was someone telling me their entire story, all related to getting the jab, having a great life before, good health, very active, no symptoms, no neurological problems, no reason to believe that's anything other than the vaccine. And in many cases, like with Jose Manriquez, the doctors are unwilling to put it down on paper. Sounds like your doctors are going at least ahead and telling the truth about your situation.
Well, originally, no, because I'm being so persistent now, so is my husband, and being very persistent behind everything, that we're doing so much research and spending so many hours, and I have so many documents showing. Even one of them comes from the lab, one of the documents that's online from China.
Wow. Well, one of the things I think we're going to do is add a page to the corporanlaw.com website for people who are impacted, have had serious health problems since getting vaccinated, to leave their information for each other, resources for each other. We're not going to, I guess we'll monitor it, but we're not going to censor it. You know, I found the video of, my wife found the video of the interview that led to you and I talking yesterday that we did on Fox and Friends, and I put it up on Facebook, and they immediately tagged it with their disclaimer about COVID vaccines. You know, check here for the information on the true information on COVID vaccines. All this is a man telling his story and his timeline. And the censors and the cowards on the left are trying to suppress this information. It makes me sick to my stomach, and it breaks my heart to hear you and watch Jose try and get down to his car after that, try and help him get down to his car after that interview yesterday. People have got to band together and get the truth out on all this garbage.
I'm here. I'll do anything for myself, for Jose, anyone, because my life is miserable. I'm sure his life is miserable. And anyone else that's going through this, their life is miserable. Tell me what I can do. I'm sure. I think you have my phone number, but
I do.
Whatever we can do, let's work. All work together.
All right, Erica.
Do something about this.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know the time is limited, so that's the only reason I was trying to make it short.
Sure. Well, very much appreciated, and it sounds like you're saying it's okay for me to give your contact information to anybody who is in a similar situation so you guys can sort of coordinate, share resources. One thing that's so important when you're starting to push back on something as monstrous and monumental as this is that we organize early so that we don't duplicate the efforts of others and can keep advancing the pushback.
Definitely, everybody has to step up somewhere.
All right, Erica, I've got the music in the background. Thank you for your courage and for coming on today. You and I will definitely talk again. I hope you find a way to have a good weekend. Love to you and your family, and prayers for everybody that's impacted like this. God bless you, ma'am.
You too. Have a great day.
Better believe it. All right. Well, please, if you can help, go to GoFundMe. Find Jose Manriquez's new GoFundMe. Trying to raise money. I hope that they use it for getting medical help, not waiting 6+ months to get a neurological examination through workers' comp. So many things to do. I'll be at my office this afternoon, tomorrow as well. If you haven't heard from us, we're doing the very best we can. But bottom line is, always remember, please never forget. I'm Randy Corporan. God loves you. So do I. Fight. Fight.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.